This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Both houses of parliament resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the president's address today amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others, raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In Rajya Sabha, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. The minister said the President also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions.
It is a mix of both. जो हमारे traditions हैं, जो हमारे culture है, उसको भी उन्होंने समावेश किया है और साथ ही साथ जो हम developed India की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं, उस roadmap को भी उन्होंने अपने वक्तव्य में मिश्रित करके उन्होंने उसको रखने का प्रयास किया है.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that social justice and harmony has been deteriorated under the Narendra Modi's government. He accused that women have just become a vote bank for the BJP. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Earlier, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement on the India-US trade deal in Rajya Sabha. He clarified that the government has taken care of sensitive fact sectors like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. He said the agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists, skilled workers and industries. Mr. Goyal said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address.
हम लोग भी रुक रुक के थक गया, वो बोलता ही नहीं है.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
यहाँ नियम से बोलना पड़ता है.
The Election Commission of India has rejected the exemption request of the government of West Bengal in connection with 25 IAS and IPS officers who have been called for a briefing meeting in New Delhi on 5th and 6th of February for engagement as observers in the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended gains for the third consecutive session today. The markets opened lower but quickly recovered to trade in positive territory. The Sensex added 79 points to close at 83,818, while the Nifty rose 48 points to settle at 25,776. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in Delhi on the opening day of Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. 21-year-old Isha came from behind to score 239.8 in the final and claimed her second individual senior Asian Championship gold. She overcame challenges from two Chinese Taipei shooters, Chen Yengxing, who bagged silver with score of 235.4, and Yu Aiwen, who won bronze with score of 217.7. The try of Isha, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh went on to win gold in women's team 10-meter air pistol event with a combined total of 1,726. On the other hand, world champion Samrat Rana settled for bronze in the final of men's individual 10-meter air pistol event. In the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing the target of 311 runs, India were 209-2 in 27.1 overs against Afghanistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.